Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's July 12, 2021. I'm Benjamin Bernstein with AstroShaman.com and AwakeningPlus.com. This, of course, is our weekly New Earth Support Team call. Thanks, big thanks to each and every one of you who is here. Tonight, we are going to do what we usually do. And for those of you who are new, what that involves is we're going to start after this little intro with me calling the directions of my Mesa. I'm going to call in quite a few allies of many different traditions and paths. They're all of high vibration and benevolent intent, all good people to work with. Then we'll set a container to hold good space. Then I will guide you through embodied awakening. It takes just a brief time to help you all get as awake as you can be so that this work is of maximum effectiveness. And then we are going to actually do a small extra thing because of a circumstance. Today, I went with Spirit Song to the emergency department, and she was having a scary low heart rate and really sluggish and just very low vitality overall. And they've done enough testing that they believe now the issue is her heart, which is just not pumping enough times per minute and not putting enough blood through her body. And so they're not quite sure if the answer is to shift her medications or perhaps put in a pacemaker, but at least we feel like we're on the right track. Whereas for a while now, it's been like a complete mystery as to why she's been having all these different things happening. But it actually makes a lot of sense that there's just not enough blood flow, not enough oxygen to the overall body, which is why she would be having a whole bunch of different symptoms. So very excited that we feel like we're finally on the right track to getting her to a stronger level of health and vitality. So as we, you know, after we come out of embodied awakening, if I remember, we will take a moment to send highest energy to her. And she asked me, could we also please send some energy to her daughter, Molly, who just had, you know, two teeth extracted, and she's like terrified of dentistry. So I'll ask for just a moment of highest energy for those two before we go to the blessing of the new earth. So I know it's a little bit, self-serving, perhaps. I love Spirit Song and Molly, but we'll try it. And I'll also see if I can include space for others to silently put their... Yeah, I will. That actually makes a lot of sense. So I will put that as my intention. And then, although we can't let everyone do it out loud, it would take too long. Just we'll leave a moment for anyone to just speak or think their own healing intention into the center. And then we'll take a moment just to put a group blessing into all those things at once. And we have the ability to do that, and they'll all get juiced up quite fully. Then we'll do the New Earth blessing, which is we relax and the divine kind of takes over. And what usually happens is that we ourselves are given healing and more deep awakening. And each of us acts as a surrogate for the larger collective of beings on Earth. And whatever benefit we get through healing or awakening radiates down and kind of spreads around the planet as well. So a lovely setup and everybody wins. So, and then we'll wrap it up and leave a little time at the end for some optional Q&A. You can hang around for that or not as you wish. So that's what we do. And all right, we've already got some feedback on the whole Spirit Song and Molly thing. Let me see what... And I apologize, my screen is down here and my camera is over here, so I have to kind of lean out of the frame to read these things. James said he has a pacemaker and it's made a world of difference. Okay, we've got some good insights here that we'll, I so appreciate all sharing those. Okay, all right, so glad to have the feedback, and let's do our process. So as always, when we go into our work, I do have two requests, and this is whether you're live or even on the recording. One is to please do only this, because you will get the best outcome if you're not multitasking, if you're just solely focused on this. And also, we co-create this, and every person who participates live or on the recording puts their energy into the field, and it goes into the Akashic Records, which means it goes, you know, right now, backward in time, forward in time. So whatever energy you're holding spreads out and affects everybody. So there are no spectators here, only participants, even if you're on the recording. So please, please do only this if you're doing this. And that relates to the second request, which is if we get partway through and you have to exit, you can't stay, that's okay, but ask the allies to ease you out of the field, and then your departure will not negatively affect the others. So those are the requests I always make, and do ask that you honor those. And apart from that, as I, in a moment, start calling in the directions and the allies, I ask that you simply relax and be completely passive. If you feel energy moving, just let that be your focus. I'm just feeling energy moving. If you can't feel the energy moving in your field, then just feel the breath come and go on its own, no breath control, and just let that be. Either way, just be passive. Our approach is quite passive and gives the greatest space for the divine to do its magic. All righty.
Excuse me.
So please close your eyes and we'll get rolling. Pachamama Mama Kia Wirakochan Inti Kaviti. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied service to other fourth density consciousness or higher. It serves highest good, please. I call spirit songs higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. I call ayahuasca, San Pedro, magic mushroom, grandfather tobacco. Quo. The confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. I call Amma Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. I call the angels of high vibration and benevolent intent. I call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sama. I call our elemental allies. I call our benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu guardian angel, Apu dragon mountain gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu shining rock, Apu, Mount Mitchell. Apu, Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, hedgehog, bear. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, to you humans, just feel how the energy feels in and around you. You should, if you're sensitive, feel the sacred container we now have. This is with you live or on the recording. So now I'm going to guide you in embodied awakening. And as always, I'll give a complete explanation. There's almost always at least one new person accessing this. So the idea here is you're going to call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. Metaphorically, your body is like a car. Your ego slides to the passenger seat so that your divine can drive. But if your ego doesn't like the way your divine is driving, you can slide right back over, take the wheel, and just like that, ego is back in control. So your ego has nothing to worry about. There's no risk and no danger. And it's instantly reversible. The benefits of embodied awakening include more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you are responsible for, you can do more responsibly and more joyfully. Instead of having to figure things out in your mind so much, you can just know what to do through intuition and enjoy more bliss. That sounds good. I invite you to join me in invoking this. There's going to be 8 words you say to your higher self. Say them out loud if you can, silently if you must. So please repeat after me now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please let the words go and relax into passive awareness. If you can feel the energy moving in and around you, let that be what you notice. If you do not feel that, then just feel the breath coming and going on its own. No breath control, please. Some tips to make this invocation work most quickly and easily. I recommend that you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend that you do not deliberately visualize or imagine anything. Should you become distracted, please do not fight the distraction or try to change it. Please let it be as it is with no resistance. To resist it would only be to make it stronger. Instead, treat the distraction like an uninvited guest. You simply turn your attention back to your focus, which is either feeling energy or feeling breath. If the distraction remains in the background, that's okay. Just let it do its thing. It's not you. And you keep returning your attention to energy or breath awareness. The final instruction is around how little effort does it take to do this. So let's play with that for a moment. for just a moment with me, would you drop to no effort at all? Just be. So at this zero effort level, is there automatic awareness of energy or breath even without you trying? If there is, then zero is all you need. Hang out at that level. If it's zero effort, you do not have awareness of energy or breath, then start adding very tiny increments of effort back, bit by bit, until you get that awareness back. The idea being we want to use the minimum effort that gets you that awareness. Any effort level beyond that will simply slow things down. So try that now. If it's zero, you're aware of the energy. Just hang out at zero. If you need to add a little effort in, play with the effort level a little more, a little less, till you really kind of ease into that sweet spot of just barely enough effort to feel the phenomena. And as you do this, I'm feeling a number of people already moving into embodied awakening. By the grace of the divine, I can feel the overall energy shift of everyone who's doing this live and on the recording. And we're starting to get some embodied awakening energy in the field. And how would you know you've made it to embodied awakening? Well, there's no mental chatter. There's no challenging emotion. It's peaceful and it's effortless. It holds itself. So if you got all that going on, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless, you're there. If that's true, then just relax and be in the space. Nothing more to do. And you just being there is so helpful, because the more of us that are hanging out in embodied awakening, the easier it is for everyone else to get there. Under the monkey and all that kind of thing. So just relax. And if you're already there, just relax. If you're not there, relax. Just feel energy or feel breath. Minimum effort needed to feel one or the other, and let the divine do the rest automatically. Yeah, the field's getting really sweet. We'll leave a moment longer for some more folks to pop into embodied awakening. And even if you just get partway there, it's beautiful. Any movement, however small, toward embodied awakening is a blessing. So just relax and let the divine move you as deeply into that state as serves highest good. You'll never get overwhelmed doing an invocation, whether it's for awakening or healing or whatever. The divine will always give you exactly as much of the experience as you're ready for. Okay, I'm sensing a little bit of extra effort in the field. So if you're not completely certain you're using minimum effort, drop back to zero again, just chill for a moment. And if you've got awareness at zero, stay at zero. And if not, then add just barely enough effort to feel the phenomena again. Oh, that's lighting up already. Thank you. And again, I'm talking to you, possibly whether you're live or on the recording, when I make comments like that. So yeah, it feels much nicer. Thank you. Okay, we've got a pretty nice field of divine saying, go ahead with your personal blessings. So again, I'm going to put into our healing field Spirit Song, my love partner, my significant other, and she also, of course, is involved in Awakening Plus. She co-facilitates, has done some guest presentations and things like that. Beautiful lady. And her daughter, Molly. again, Spirit Song, because she is having this significant challenge with her heart and could really use some healing energy. And Molly, who just got two teeth pulled, dentist work gives her a lot of, gives her the willies, so her healing as well. And just to keep it from being all about the people I personally love, so I apologize, we can't do this out loud, but if you have someone or someone's, you would like to receive this healing as well, because there's more than enough healing energy to go around, then just imagine or say the name of the person and put them in the field right now. Again, you can do this also on the recording. You can just ask for highest good. If you have a particular healing you'd like them to get, then go ahead and do that. I love always putting a karma-free safety clause like this or something better at the end. And so I'll add that for Spirit Song and Molly, this or something better regarding what I requested for them. So we'll leave just a moment for y'all to think or speak your people into the field or whatever you're speaking into the field to receive healing and blessing, particularly. It's feeling pretty nice. Just a moment longer to get your the person into the field, if you wish to. Okay. So let's all just relax. Allies, we ask that highest good energy now flow to all the people, beings, and situations that were just put into our collective field for healing or awakening or blessing or whatever the person wished for them. Let all this occur to the greatest extent that serves highest good. Yeah, it's feeling great. Okay, so that pretty well wraps that. That felt really deep and sweet and complete. So now, allies, thank you for supporting that more personalized healing. And now we turn to unconditional service for all beings on Earth. So allies, we've come to serve and ask that you make use of us in a way that serves highest good of all. That means not only do all of the other beings on Earth get blessed, but those of us who are showing up to serve also have only the experience that serves our highest good as well. Everybody wins. The allies, that will be done. It feels getting really interesting. So as you relax and let the divine make use of you, you might have experiences of awakening or spiritual ecstasy, conscious awareness perhaps of the inner world, so wonderful uplifting energy. It's also possible you might feel some heavy energy being given to you and processed through your body. It's a great honor to be able to do that. And you would only get that if you're truly ready to let it be processed through you. Again, you're not doing it yourself through your own efforts. You're just relaxing and letting the divine, with its amazing healing power, do it through your physical body. having done this many times, I've found that the best strategy is absolute passivity at this point. Just relax, be. The divine will perceive your openness and willingness to serve, and they will again automatically give you whatever experiences of bliss, awakening, healing, or whatever it may be that serve highest good of you and all those being served by you showing up to do this. So what I feel sort of starting to come into my awareness is a joint field where all of us here, some of us have our consciousness blending into a merged field of bliss at a higher spiritual level. That level, there is no individual being at all in terms of our human selves, but there's just one beautiful blended being comprised of all of our awareness. And this transcends and includes our human self. They're both happening at the same time. In fact, you might even be able to simultaneously feel your individual human self and this beautiful blended being higher up. So if you feel challenging energy at any point, just relax. The divine will move it through you. And what typically happens in the scenario of that is there are some beings on earth who cannot clear for themselves, at least not yet. And you being willing to let the divine process this heavy energy through your own body allows it to be cleared for all beings on earth in high service. If you find yourself in an ecstatic state of bliss or ecstasy, that's also wonderful. Just let that be as well. Don't get attached to either kind of experience. It's the healing experiences that open the door to the deeper awakenings. So I at least welcome them both. If your body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, if you want to cry or holler or scream, pound your fists on something, whatever the body really just naturally wants to do, if your environment allows that, I recommend you do. Don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but if you are truly being called to do a certain thing to move some energy, then that's all for the good if you can do it in the space you're in. The energy is getting pretty strong, and many people are having many different experiences all at the same time. Some are into healing, some are into awakening. Various things happening all at the same time. The divine effortlessly customizing the experience for each one of us. So if I'm describing a particular thing happening and it's not your experience, don't make effort to match my words. Just relax and be with whatever your experience is. If there's periods of silence, it's okay. Just go with whatever's happening for you. And I'm still present. I'm perceiving a lot of healing energy in the field. My body's shaking quite a bit as energies pass through. And one lovely thing of this is we're blessing all beings on the planet, and each one of us in this process is one of those beings too. So we're simultaneously sending it and receiving it. So this is just awesome. And both those things can happen at the same time. The divine has no problem helping that happen. The divine likes to reward us with our service, with healings and deeper awakenings, because it helps us serve even better. If you're new to this process, you may have the urge to do something, visualize something, stop something from happening. Just, if you can manage, just don't do any of that. Just relax and be and allow whatever's happening. When we did the invocations, I asked you just to keep focused on the feelings. Ignore everything else. Now that we're actually in the process, just you can just be cognizant of whatever's happening. It might be sensations, it might be imagery, inner sound, whatever you're perceiving is fine, open to all of it and attached to none of it. Just be and allow the divine to work its magic. If you feel heavy energy leaving your body, if you're being used to move some heavy energy, that heavy energy often moves out the hands or the feet and drops down into Mother Earth. And for her to receive this energy is like a blessing to her. To her, it feels like a beautiful gift. So know that you bless Mother Earth by allowing this heavy energy to flow through her, to her rather. Yeah, I'm now perceiving myself, even my physical self, as more energy than flesh. Very tingly. If you're feeling that too, just relax and be with whatever you're feeling, even if it's a novel experience. You get the maximum benefit and pleasure from whatever's happening, if you relax and fully open in this style of work, just let the divine do it for you. So a lot of different things are happening now. Relax and just be with whatever your own experience is. Relax, be passive, let the divine make use of you. I'll assure you, even if it's challenging, you'll receive significant benefit before we're all done. Everybody wins. That's an interesting new energy that has showed up. You might be perceiving that unique vibration. I don't know really much how to define it beyond that. Just relax into it if you feel it. It's a tricky business trying to describe things that are beyond language. They're still cooking with gas here, so the blended field of all beings together is very much present. You may be perceiving your individual self as well, either all on its own or in addition to that energetic awareness. Be with whatever's happening. Ivan is grateful for each and every one of us being here, regardless of our level of spiritual prowess. I'm feeling quite a bit of heavy energy being stirred up from Earth now. I'm just relaxing and letting it be processed through my body. I'm also aware of part of it being processed through our blended field. The idea, of course, is that many hands make light work. Relax, just be, let things run themselves. still a fair amount of heavy energy being processed through us on behalf of the earth and its awakening beings. So the energy just went to an even higher level, and I'm a little more aware of my physical body at the same time. Both and. Yeah. Getting a sense of more and more physical body awareness. So they're very slowly, based on what I'm feeling, integrating some of these energies into our physical bodies, the energies that are higher vibration, that will help us be more awakened ongoing if they're incorporated into our physical bodies. And it's happening very slowly. Taking lots of time for these new energies to seep in and stabilize inside us. Again, don't try to make this happen. Just be passive and let it happen on its own. Relax and feel those subtle changes being made in your physical body. Taking you to the next level. And it's a pretty safe bet most of us will not reach that final level in this lifetime. So my operating assumption is always there's yet another awakening available that I just have no clue about yet. And I'll let the divine open that to me when I'm ready. I'm feeling pretty solid in my body now. Mostly here. Yeah. And feeling pretty solid in the body. You might see if you feel pretty grounded again. So thanks everyone again for sending good energy to Spirit Song and Makisla. Forgive me. To Spirit Song and Molly. What the heck? Makisla can get some healing energy too. That would be lovely. And of course, that energy going to all the beings that you put into the field at the same time. Yeah, I feel that nice energy right there. It's lovely. Yep, they're saying we can go ahead and wrap it up. So I'm going to call the directions and close the Mesa. And after that, we'll have our conversation. Pachamama Mama Kia Wiracocha
in Treaty.
Wow, nice energy. Thank you, allies, for this lovely process. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Allies, those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, please remain with them for as long as it serves highest good. Thank you, thank you. Allies, where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate? And to whom? Okay, the field's closed. This is, of course, a free public event. If you're not a member of Awakening Plus, of course, anyone can come to these Monday night calls and an occasional Wednesday night call, although most of the Wednesday calls, which are many different kinds, are members only. But if you want to try it out and have all the other membership benefits, that's pretty cool. We're coming up close to 350 archived events open only to members. Each one carries the full power of the live event and are all different kinds, 12 categories of events. We've also got a 16-part invocation masterclass, and I'm just in the next few days going to publish a new course which lets you use verbal prompts to guide you through a complete internal family systems therapy session. I'm very excited. It's taken longer than I thought, but I'm making it better than I thought it would be, and it takes more time to do that. You get into the project halfway and say, oh, we need to add that too to make it really right. So in the middle of the final creation stages of that, that's a lot of fun. We also have, you can get an accountability partner. We have a personal forum just for the members. Got other cool stuff. So if that sounds interesting, we have a $1 for 30-day trial. If you get through the 30 days, you like it, just do nothing. You'll start rebuilding $19 a month, which is quite cheap. And if that's too much, just let me know. We'll drop you down to $9 a month. So I try to make it super affordable for some very powerful and helpful healing and awakening and global service. So if you haven't already checked out Awakening Plus, if you're not a member yet, go to awakeningplus.com and see what's out there. I've got a full information page there. What if you want to work with me individually? I do astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. That's all at astroshaman.com. And that's all the adverts. So let's open it up to anyone who'd like to share something. I'm going to make that possible here. Just a sec. Alrighty, so now anyone can unmute themselves if they wish. So don't raise your hand, I won't see it, but just unmute yourself if you're on the Zoom call, of course. That's the little microphone icon with a slash through it. And if you're on a phone call, star 6 should mute and unmute you, so feel free to do that. There were some nice things typed in the chat around the blessings for Spirit Song and Molly. I'm very grateful for those. Deanna types, thank you. Lots of processing this evening. For me, the interesting energy was puffy and purple. Sweet. Sometimes as we start feedback, there's a little bit of a lull before a lot gets shared. And you may be noticing how nice the energy feels. It's actually shifting in a lovely way, even though the container is technically closed. So, you can just sit and enjoy the energy if there's nothing actively being shared in that moment. Lexi typed, felt a lot of tension in my sinus and chest during the healing portion. Feels much better now. Blessings to Spirit Song and Molly. Thank you, Lexi. Yeah, the allies are just, they got some lovely energy moving. While we do this, so grateful for that. again, would be lovely to hear from some people actually talking. And just click your mic icon if you want to be seen also, and click the video icon too. Deanna.
Yeah, I think I'm going to leave the video off because I'm still trying to come to from this.
Okay.
In the beginning of it, I was almost instantly taken out like I often am. And then as I was coming back, I was back to the twitchy legs, pressure in the chest, and I swear there was either a bee or a mosquito again. And, you know, I get a sharp, you know, like it feels like a mosquito bite, and then my leg will twitch. And then it'll happen on my side, and then my arms, and then just increased pressure in the chest. And then it, as I was coming back too, I also, you were talking about healing energy, and I was getting this pulsing white light that comes into my third eye. And it seems like it would be an audible light, but I don't hear anything. I just kind of feel the vibration of it.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
So with, then, go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was going to say, and then when it changed and you said, well, that's a new interesting energy, it was changing to puffy and purple.
Ah.
So sweet. I'm like, well, this is fun.
As long as it's not Barney.
Right, right. No, not that puffy and purple.
Cool. So do you feel better now than when you started the event?
I feel different. There was nothing that I felt I needed healed prior to the event. So,
okay.
But I definitely feel like I processed and received as well. So okay. I did feel good.
Good. Thank you. Yeah. I just wanted someone who's not accustomed to hearing people talk about such challenging experiences. Just wanted to check in to make sure that you felt good now.
Yeah. And that is, as I process in these calls, that's typical for me. It's typical to feel like there's some kind of a bug biting and some sort of, you know, something that'll instantly make me twitch. That's just, your body shakes a little bit and I get twitchy. So I just allow it.
Yeah. Well, twitch is own. Yeah, I still shake a lot. And especially in my early days of drinking ayahuasca, I would shake and shake and shake for hours on end. It was just so intense. I had so much heavy energy to clear when I was in my early days. That was amazing. Thank you, Deanna. Anything else you want to share?
No, that's it. So thank you.
Cool. Thank you. All right. Anyone else who would like to share? Just unmute yourself or type something in the chat if you wish.
It's funny. Hi, this is Trish.
Hey, Trish.
I'm so blissed out right now. And it's funny because this time and the last time we did it, it seemed like I had a harder time kind of getting into it. And, you know, and part of me was thinking, am I forcing this? Am I, you know, it was weird because I don't usually do that. But both times this week and last week, it felt like it was hard to get into it. And then when I got into it, oh my gosh, the different levels that started happening. I mean, it's like, I feel like, you know, when you open the door to an elevator, only all this light comes in. It was amazing. And Deanna, I have to laugh because Benjamin gets you shake. Deanna, you get twitchy. I get itchy. So I don't, but it's funny. I just, I always end these calls so blissed out. I mean, I feel like I sound stoned, you know, but it's just really, no, this is very, I just feel like right now, maybe it's just me, but it feels like this is such a very intense, profound time, you know, on this planet, or maybe it's just all the people I know are having an intense time. And a part of me, I think I talked about this in our Awakening Plus call, and people, it's an awesome, best club I've ever been in. But anyway, we talked about this. It's like, part of me just feels like I want a bag of popcorn, you know, because I'm like, whoa, what's happening next? And it's like, but it's your life, you know? And yet, I mean, it's weird. Like when we're looking for healing, I was, you know, sending it to Michaelisa as well, because you said, you know, and Molly and Spirit Song. And then I saw, you know, just people who need healing. And I guess what's weird to me is I saw someone yesterday who hurt me very, very, very badly and my children. And he's not doing very well. And there was a time in my life where I feel really bad that I wanted to see him like that, you know? And yesterday, just seeing him like that kind of made me sad. So, like, I brought him into the healing circle too, you know? And I think that healed me too, to be able to have compassion for someone who not only hurt me, but who hurt my children. And that's hard to get.
Yeah, that's a big healing. Well done.
Yeah, thank you. So, I mean, I really feel like this is such an intense time right now on this planet. And I love this group of you. And I love what we all do together. It just feels so really beautiful, and it makes me able to be able to get out the popcorn rather than plugging in. You know, it's like, you know, because it really is. It's like getting my higher self, you know, because when my ego's driving the car, I want to take the wheel, and and all I ever do is mess it up, you know. So it's so much. I love you. I love all the people in here. I love, you know, I love this process. I'm just so grateful. So I'm grateful, guys. Love y'all. Thanks.
Hey, you eat enough popcorn, we'll promote you to Colonel. All right. So any other sharing? Feel free to unmute yourself or type in the chat window, whatever feels right. And the energy is so sweet right now. All righty, last call for feedback. Going once. Vivian said, love the popcorn, feeling fine, thank you. Going twice. Deanna says, thank you and good night. And we're out. Thanks, everybody. It's been a great pleasure. And if you're live or listening to this super quick, this is July 12th. On the 14th, we're going to do Shamanic Awakening Ceremony. We do that every other month. And going to rattle and drum, and we're really going to stir up that heavy energy and move it out and end up, of course, in embodied awakening. So join us for that live or on the recording if you wish. Thanks again for being here. Many, many, many blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and good night.